Yeshuas, the Merida Asr Shlita, and once tonight, say the Spanish welcomes everyone to tonight's shiur. Tonight's shiur is sponsored as a refu, as a chus for refu shalema, for Rivka Bracha, Bas Batsheva Devoya, a 2-year-old who is critically ill in the ICU, and this chus atayra, Shachar Yisrael, she should have a refu shalema. We'll also be saying Tehillim after Davening Ma'ariv for this chus for refu shalema for her. During the Mayasir, we count 1, 2, 3, 4, as opposed to counting down 49, 48, 47. Mefarshim explained the reason is because when we're counting down, someone's excited about something, the end goal is only what the end goal is. You count 49, someone's counting down to their wedding. The days in between, they don't want to be there, they want to get straight to the last day. Yimei Asir are different. Every day we're supposed to be working on something, accomplishing something to get to the Yom of Matan Torah of Shavuos. The Monday night Seder Shemesh has many different programs to offer. We encourage everyone to come, participate. We have Kol Yungalite that are available to learn with people if they'd like. The point is, learn Torah. We also have a Sunday morning share, a business halacha chabura with Dayan Marbiger. Everyone is encouraged to attend. Tonight we have the great schus to have with us Dayan Donner Shlita to give us divrei service the Kavod Yimei Asir. Dayan Donner.
Which language is it? English, Italian, or I'm an Englishman, and so are you Englishmen, so you used to belong to us, so you still better speak our language, I hope. Bishus to Mavod Asa, Bishus, Kol HaKol, Achashuvim. This is to learn our Besomedrash. There's a lot of Torah, but we have to stress today that it's not easy for someone whose head is all day long elsewhere to siphon it to Besomedrash and become a Kol Yungeman at night is not always from the easy tasks. Chazal tell us from the Gemara in Shabbos that David HaMelech asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, Omar Yudah Marav, Mai Dechsiv Hoydieni Hashem Kitzay. Ribbono Shel Olam, I want you to notify me and let me know how long I'm going to live for. And the Ribbono Shel Olam Kitzay, Lord, I'm very sorry. Gzeire im ufonai, she'en weidiyin kitzu shalom. It would be very nice if we would know what day we have to leave the world. We'll make, I suppose, necessary arrangements accordingly. Perhaps write out the script, what should be said. And things wouldn't be so sudden. So I should know. Gzeire im ufonai, no one can know. So Dona said, tell me one favor about Hashem. Tell me what day. Don't tell me when. What day? But everything is talked, Bishabbos. Then Bishabbos. And Dona says, about Hashem, can't it be here at Bishabbos? On Sunday, in today's language, we say, you can have all time on a Sunday. Go on a Sunday. He says, no, nothing doing. Your time is finished on the Shabbos, on Shlema Melech, Nem Cheniba, nothing doing. The Rambam says, what's about Friday? Well, Rashi explains that Rabbi Melech wanted to write his oiras on Shabbos, if she's not allowed to be misabel, you're not allowed to say a spadim. The Rambam said, no, not on a Friday. Toiv li yoim echod, shatu yoishe vo'isek betoyer. One more day, Rabbi Melech learned, is there a choshu. It's going to be on the Shabbos. Fine? Kol yoim ed shabbata, have a yossi v'glois. Every Shabbos, from then on, David HaMelech sat and learned against the talk. Ha'u yoimer, the boy leminich nafshim, the day came, the final, kom malach ha'moves kamei. The malach ha'moves turned up in the midst of Medrash. Are we sitting and learning? Nothing he can do. All the chokhmahs under the sun, with all the ammunition that the malach ha'moves has got, we were more power than him. Nothing doing. Deloy have a posak pume begirsa. He didn't stop for 1 second to learn. Deloy achulay. Nothing new. Omar, the Malach Moses in desperation says, my evidently, I've aged with the tongue. What can I do with him? I need him. There was an orchard, there was a trees behind the Beis HaMikdash. The Baruch HaMikdash went there. Also Baruch HaMikdash Solik Ubochish Peona. He went along and he shook one of the trees and he made a noise. Nothing to make it. There was a shh. A rash outside. Out he went to have a look. Was Titzer. Have a Solik Vidarge as he was going up the steps. If he started with Tuesday, the ladder broke, or the step broke under his foot, and he slipped. As you slip for a second, your mind all of a sudden is boggled and stops. Oh, it's sick, you stop learning. Not lafshe, the Malchobah says, your mind. So Ma'amu to the Chochmah. He had to get David HaMelech somehow or other to stop learning, otherwise nothing doing. What did he do? He schlepped him out by this tree. As he was climbing, the step broke under his foot. If the Malach HaMoros had got the power to break the floor under my foot, so why couldn't he break the floor under David HaMelech while he was sitting and learning, pull the floorboard out, let David HaMelech slip for a second, his stick could keep quiet and get him then? Was the wood outside of Mr. Mellor's more shaky than the floor under the Mellor's foot? Abraham Oli had a good word. Emmet. In the Mr. Mellor's, the Malcham Oles is a persona non grata, no power. When you're out there, and he's got you, you come to Mr. Mellor's, he can do nothing at all. All he can do is get you out. Makes a noise outside. Once you're there, you're his. You're learning. Erdish and Aleidim. Moshe in the Beis HaMikdash, when Chazal tell us that the place to learn in the Beis HaMikdash is not just because you're away from home. It's not just it's a convenient book to learn. You come to the Beis HaMikdash to learn. It's a completely different koyach. People who are out, and we get up to Rav Shach HaLein many times, when I asked him about Yunga Light, who got a limited time in the evening to learn. If they learn at home, they could learn actually a little longer. But if they have to include the time of going to Beis HaMikdash, that's deducted from their learning time, they might have less hours to learn. And the answer was very clear. The learner in the Beis HaMikdash is another sort of learner. Different learning at all. The Siyata Dishmaya, the ability to sit and learn, is completely different. And we don't often know our own koyach, what we could do if we pulled our weight. We're standing before Shavuos. Shavuos is Kabbalah Satoira. And Chazal tell us, in long time passes the race of Roche. Vayoyma Hashem Yisinai Bo Bezorach Misei Elomoy Refia Beha Poron. The Russian came from many areas to give the Torah. Bring Chazal, what was the Russian doing in so many different towns before he gave us the Torah? So Chazal Vitchila Holach Rebnei Esau. First the Russian went, I have to give the Torah, I need a customer. He went to Bnei Esav. Omar Lehem, the Kabli Matam Esatayim. What did they say? Maxim. Everyone knows a Chazal. When the Baruch said, Esav, no Esiyotzoch. No shooting, no murdering, no bombs. Can't shoot. No armory. Omar Lehem, no, sorry, the Baruch. Kol Atzman Shalom Esman Noshim is to shoot. By your dime, Bnei Esav. Al Chavuch HaSichia, nothing doing. He went to Avon Lemoyov, Loi Sinov, he must live at Sneez, take a life. Nah, we come from Batarel HaShnei B'nai Sloit. Our whole raison d'etre is from Zinus, from ancestor, they call it, nothing doing. Went to B'nai Yishmor, to the Araba, Maxibo, Loi Signaiv. We know the Arabs very well. Loi Signaiv, not right. He went to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael, the Kabbalah, the Torah, but he took care of what he said. I'm going to ask you a business question. Well, those are business people here. I want to ask you a business question. If you want to employ someone, you've got an office, and you want someone to run your computers, and you employ him, says, I'd like you to come in my office. You don't tell him what. Are you capable? And he says, wonderful, I'm worthy. Tremendously capable. He then comes to the office, he says, well, sit in front of this computer. Oh, I'm very sorry. Yeah, computer's connected. Can you write a letter? Well, the trouble with my fingers, I can't hold a pen. Then today, all he can do is, he can make tea. This is something which he's able of doing. Not everyone can do so. I'm an Englishman, and English tea is not used to make a mistake. I make tea. I would say this man is a swindler. It's not fair. They're quite right. The Bnei Shmuel, Amon and Moav, Esav, you're offering me something. Tell me what it's all about. Am I not capable of doing it? Clearly, so offered it. Yeah, no problem. I can undertake it. Not very fair. Imagine, I'm not looking at anyone, at myself, that come along and say, you know, I'm offering you the Torah, and before you ask what's written in it, the merchant would say, you may never talk with your Torah. Never once in your life. What would your reaction be? It's a bit hard, this one. You know, if you tell me, Shiloh HaKam, I think I can manage that one somewhere along the line. Never. Not even on holiday, brother. Or even on Erev Shabbos, I can have the mikveh. No, Shiloh. This is Shvelech. But we didn't say that. We said, yeah, the punishment. I'll manage it all. It'll toil. You're not allowed to waste time at all. All powerful, devout to bomb, red bomb, battalion. We didn't ask any questions. We accepted it all. So, who's the honest person? The Araba or Klaviso? Get them off my Rosh Hashiva, I think it's out. Klaviso, right. There's nothing to ask. If the Rebbeinu Shel Olam offers you Torah, even if you feel it's more than you can take, the Koyach HaTorah, when a person is in trouble, that gives him the ability to go way beyond his own Torahs. Whatever we would have asked the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he said, this hard avera, our minds would not have been able to recover it, because we're before the Torah. But when a person has got the Koyach HaTorah, as we see by Gedoy Ve'olam, when we come to the Torah of Yistaraf Tzazayin, we see superhuman Koyachs. We see Koyachs beyond what we can imagine that a normal person can do for us. He's a Ventura, he's a Mekabel Torah, he's a Godel Ventura, he's imbued in Torah, he's brought up in Torah, he's eingeweckt in Torah. Klal Yisrael are right. Don't ask questions. So I'm a Kabbalah the Torah, and if there is a proper Kabbalah, you manage to do something. So let's work out something which perhaps the ordinary person doesn't realize it can be Mekabel. But we've got 19 days left, ungefähr, till Shavuos. And there's no doubt that when we come to Shavuos, it's Muzayin, by everyone a certain Kabbalah Sotar. We don't live in the past, we do live in the past, we don't only live in the past, we live in the present and the future. On every Yom Tov Tav Zayin and Aliyah, we're moving forward. Not the same Shavuos as last year where it was Mekabel. And we've got Baruch Hashem, a lovely evening koil, which I'm sure is a highlight of many a person's day. This is when I'm doing something for real life, can sit and learn in a besmerish, oystish philosophy in the world. And if we upgrade our yeshiva in this besmerish for the short time that we are here every day, Efshe will score a lot more points. Let's try and get a certain message across. Hashtikl Toyo, Hashtikl Chizik, not mine, the Ani Gedoyle Balamusa say so. I'll try and translate it in practical terms. The Gemara tells us in Bom Metzia that Rish Lakish, was what we call in English a highwayman, a robber. He was a chief robber. He was a gangster. In American language, Al Capone. He was the real top man in the underworld. And the Gemara tells us that Yom Echad, Havakos Sochi Rabbi Yochanan Biyam, Rabbi Yochanan was swimming or washing or cleaning himself in the river Yarden, and the robber, the gangster, from an artist to use those words, or the Shlokish, saw him from a distance. And the Shobal Yarden, he jumped down from a high cliff all the way down to the Yarden. There was a Gibor Otsu. He was very attracted by Rabbi Yochanan's beauty. Rabbi Yochanan saw a man with such strength. And he said to him, Chelach Loi Reise, you're so strong. Use your koyach to toil. Omalei! And Rish Lakish said to him, Shufuch, you're such a beautiful man. Let Noshi, you should be involved in unbecoming behavior with Noshi. Omalei! Rabbi Yochanan said, Ihodos Boch, if you will change your ways and become a ben Torah, Yohiv Nuloch Achoisi, you can marry my sister. The Shapira Minoi, you think I'm beautiful? My sister's more beautiful. You'll get the nicest wife that is doing this world. And those at that time were still attractive for him. And he agreed. Kobilole, who's Makabal on himself. I'm going to be a ben Torah, he said to himself. I'm going to sit and learn. Boy, he wanted the Meher to return, Lasui wanted to collect his clothing from on top, which he'd left because he jumped in the river. She wanted to jump back. Lemozi. He couldn't jump back. He was all of a sudden a weak man. He didn't have the power anymore as he had before him to jump and run. The Gemara says, he sat and learned and became a Gavra Rabbah. Says Rashi, why couldn't he jump back? What was a change in his life? He was a Hercules man. He was a powerful man. So Rashi, Torah Mateshes Kukhashavot. He was a bit Torah. And everyone knows, when you learn Torah, Torah takes away the koyach from you. Outcome the Gemara, and outcome Rashi. It don't affect the belt, a bomb kasha. What's made this Torah Mateshes Kukhashavot? We are used to saying, you sat and learned years and years, the Hanand, you become weak. All you've done, you sat and said, you learned, no exercise, use all your koyach for learning, you become a weak person. The Shlok said, I'm nothing, I haven't learned one word, nothing at all. He said, I am going to become a ben Torah. And opened the Gemara yet. And he'd lost all his power all of a sudden. Like Shimshon HaGinu, when his hair was cut, all gone. Rishlokish, I'm going to learn all the power. Is that the pshat in Torah Mateshes Kodesh Shalom? Chumash Geret, I think they all say the same. Babutai Shet. Find a posik in the Torah that you all know. That Yankiv Avinu arrived in Choron. And the posik says, V'nes Hushom Kol Ha'adorim. All the shepherds had gathered around the well to pull the stone off, but it was so heavy, that stone, that they couldn't schlep it until all of them turned up. Such a heavy stone. Vayhi kashero Yankiv ezrocho, tzayim lo banach yomroi, vayhi kash Yankiv, vayoga lesheven, mealpi abeher, vayash kisayim lo banach yomroi. Single-handed, he moved the stone from the top of the well. So Rashi, ko'odom, hamavir, pkach, the same when you take the lid of a Coke bottle off, as easy as that, as easy as punch, as we say in English. Why? She give her oil. Yagin le give her. Frank devon takasha. Yankin abinu shteyt vayishka vamoka mahu, aber yud dalet sholim. Shalom at b'shem ve'eva, didn't go to bed at night. 14 years bas molig adoyla. Ein loch ben teure Gott miser. He must have been extremely weak. This doesn't fit in with Torah Mateshet Torah Shavuot. When they teach, I'll teach it in my Sprach, you can teach it in your Sprach. There's a game called football. Is that here as well? Sukkah. The Shinnei Hashem won't help you at all. No football. If you know what it's all about, you see Grubber Poster mentioned chasing the ball, Ahin and Tzarek, up and down a long pitch. As they come to the ball, they give it a kick and a push, and they're running for half an hour, don't seem getting tired. I've never seen or heard of a football man all of a sudden yawning as he's about to kick the ball. Doesn't yawn. Now he sit down on the pitch for 5 minutes and put his arm down and have a shelf. Tell this soccer man to come to the Samedrash on Thursday night and do a little shishi. You should sit and learn. Guaranteed after 5 minutes there'll be a snow. Guaranteed. But he's such a strong, fine man. He can't sit up at night. The Ponovicharov, when he was building his yeshiva, he had heavy workers. And they came to Tisha B'Av, he said to them, "Morgen, I'm sorry, we don't work on Tisha B'Av." He said, "Rebbe, you didn't tell us this in the contract. You've employed us for all these days. I'm sorry, we're employed for tomorrow." He said, "Oh, I said, no problem. I didn't tell you what I'm employing for. Tomorrow, Tisha B'Av, don't build, but come to the Mishmavish and say, 'Kinnas.' When you finish, say, 'Tell him.'" When they turned out, 10 minutes later, "Rebbe, a Yom Chofesh." Schlepping the bricks wasn't the problem. Up and down the ladder wasn't the problem. Cement wasn't the problem. Over Kinnas, sit down slowly, bit by bit, and tell him they couldn't do. Let's do the other way around. The yeshiva man sits and learns in a lame shishi through the night. Tell him to kick the ball, play football, run up and down the pitch. Tell him to shut the cement. Guaranteed after 5 minutes. Ganished. Not shaykh. So, where's the contrast? This one yawns in the Bismarckish, and this one yawns on the football pitch. Who's the strong one? Who's the weak one? The Teretz is, when you say Torah Mateshas, doesn't mean to say that you've lost the power in your arm. It doesn't mean to say all of a sudden you've got no muscles. The secret is that if you're ambitious for something and you put your mind to it completely, then you can achieve volumes. But what you're going to put your mind to, that's what you'll achieve. And if you're asked to do something else, you've got no interest in that. You have no Torah. The Ben Torah who sits in the Mesmerish, he wants to learn a little shishi. He might be as weak as could be, but his excitement, his cheshek, his will to learn, the love for Torah is such, he's not going to get tired. He's going to learn through the night, won't get weak. When you tell him to do something that he doesn't like, go and schlep bricks, go and play on the field, wish from you, be tired. The sportsman, life is sports, nothing too much for him. He'll never sit down on the pitch, he won't yawn. But the best man is not for him. What does Kinnas mean? What does Tilling mean? What does Gemora mean? He'll count his brothers, and genuinely, he will genuinely fall asleep. He will genuinely, he's not putting it on. As he opens up the Gemora, he will genuinely all of a sudden become tired. See, sometimes he'll come to Shia, I can't blame them at all. They have a hard day's work. You see, dropping off from the Shia. I don't mind if someone drops off in my Shia. The only time it disturbs me when they snore. That's disturbing a little bit, and I can't help smiling on occasion, but it's not their fault. Not fair to the timer. There are two types in the snoring line. Some on the way in, when they breathe in, some on the way out, and some are machmir b'shneim. I have no kindness in them, chronic kindness in them, but it's not their fault. But if someone was interested in something, they didn't snore in the office. When they had a client there, they weren't snoring. They managed. I've never seen a solicitor or someone who's insurance and a customer sitting there begin to snore. I never heard of them. But in the Shia, they're allowed to. No times in them. But where's your interest? Yaakov Avinu, when he came to Lavan, when he came to Chovan, and he saw Vayikash and Yiro, Yaakov was Rochum. And Baruch HaKodesh, he saw, this is Klal Yisrael, this is my future, everything is here. all of a sudden everything changed. All of a sudden, I must do something. If I do something now, I'm going to build Klal Yisrael. Nothing to do, how many years he'd left behind. This is what his cheshek was there for. The koich was there. He went and moved that heavy stone. Rish Lakish, who was interested in robbery and theft and burglary, in criminals, all of a sudden a new life was opened to him. And it was Makabel, with gewaltige koich. There's a koich called Teurer. And he forgot, all of a sudden, there's no Olam Hazeh, there's nothing there. There's Torah, mitzvahs, Masim Toivim. There's a new life for me. A complete new life for me. He changed his tone. No interest in something else. He couldn't jump back. How can he jump back in such a thing? What for? His koyach for that. Not that he was weak. His koyach for that is gone. Tyreen, the Semed Rashidun, as you are, this is something that anyone can cipher for themselves. You come to the Smedrash, you make a decision before you come in. Chaim Kanievsky, Namol Gezogt, when Chazal say, Moshchei the Smedrash, you've got a problem, take the Tzorah into the Smedrash. If you come into the Smedrash with a cell phone, then you're still outside the Smedrash. You're not inside the Smedrash. In the Smedrash means, the Welt is the storm. There's nothing else but the Bais HaMikdash. If a person has been koyach, they come to the Bais HaMikdash, and here's the Chochmah. You come for an hour and a half, whatever it is, for 10 minutes, wherever you come. If it's shaykh, then the 10 minutes should be b'li hefzik. From the minute you sit down to the minute you finish, there's not a wasted moment. There's an organization on Eretz Yisrael that pays Koelim the light to learn 60 minutes an hour. Unfortunately, by a lot of people, an hour isn't 60 minutes. You're there for an hour, but it's not 60 minutes of learning. If you go to an office in England, I don't remember the regulations, how often the cup of tea has to be served, but the regulations, you must sell a cup of tea, you must be, you can't overtax and overwork. There's an organization, it's a soul, by Koilim, undertake 60 minutes an hour, you get a certain pay. Undertake 120 minutes for 2 hours, it's not double, but undertake 180 minutes for 3 hours, it's very hard, I'm not denying it, it's very hard. But it's a different, engulfs in a different, completely undish. We sit in the Bais HaMikdash, I'm not looking at anyone, but myself. And someone comes and tells us a little news somewhere along the line. Depending who you are. I remember the old Rav of Gezer, Rakov. He went to Eretz Yisrael once, he went to the Rosh Hashiva of Meir Abraham Shmulevich. Abraham, Gaon Abraham Shmulevich. And he told Abraham, Gezer, for those who know what England is, in those days when I used to learn Gezer, it was a town where there were coal mines. I don't know what a coal mine is, but they were full of coal mine. Smoky town. I was a shimba, but we say, Gateshead is a smoky town. No, a smoky town. You wore a shirt for one day, it got black. There was no attraction in Gateshead at all. But the goyim were schmutzig, the goyim were loads of pubs. It was a poster town. And she was there. So I remember the Baruch of the Gateshead, the old Rav went to the prime minister and says, we're very lucky in Gateshead. There's nothing to do. Abochukum Kigate said, there's nothing to do there at all, no lana. That's mine. So Abraham looked at him and said, in Yishlaim, if we said it, if we're Yishlaim, nothing to do with Yishlaim. Shtam Sittar, no lana, there's nothing, absolutely nothing. So he said, Nia Rosh Hashiva, Zayim Orecho. He said, well, Gate said, this is Kalman, Abba Yishlaim, but full. Weiss nicht, was er sagt. Weiss nicht, was er sagt. Was er sagt, Yishlaim. Und ich sage, ich stelle es da. He lived in a world, Baruch Hashem of Chaim, and that was his Meira. He lived in a world, Baruch Hashem of Toya. So, we're not saying to people who are out all day working to live when you're in the office. But we are allowed to say, we come to Smedrash for that limited time that the person of Smedrash, so of course, Rav Chaim Shmulevich is Yerushalayim. Nothing at all. But, day in, day out, without a credit, not because yesterday I did it. In Ankit in Parsha, Ruba rightly states, in the middle of the Parsha from Yom Toivim, all of a sudden, the Pasuk says, "V'kutzachem es kitzir ha'artzachem, v'sechale pasodme," between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, you told the Parsha of Leket and Peor. V'kutzach ha'arein in Bitten, Yom Toivim, to the Klei Yoko. The Boishon is given us a Mahalach Achai. Whatever we do, there's a mitzvah around it. You sow a field, as a circulaim. You plow a field, v'sachir b'shevach v'yachtov. You cut a field, you must leave a shek, like a chikra peyer. The person can come along and say, yes, the Boishon wants us to do, wherever we are, mitzvah. On this field, I've got a credit. The previous parasha just said that from my field I must separate an amount of soil called oima and bring it to Bessa Mikdosh. Well, I've got a credit. I've already done something with this field. Now I don't need to be mafresh. Leket to payer. Did the posik. We have no credit at all. So I'm going to credit. You have to get on every time with the mitzvah you're supposed to, and don't come about, I've done yesterday something extra, I've got an allowance today to be a little bit more lax. No allowance. Mishneifah, Shavuos, we've got so many days. I'm not saying a plan for the whole year, we've been earlier. For 19 days, no credit. You come to the Semedrash, as you walk to the Semedrash, there's no news, there's no stories. What happened, what you've read, what you've heard. Everyone's heard yesterday something, no babies born and no enkloch and no mazel tov. The others are, even the Tumbal Tov, oh, mazel tov, boy or girl, when's the bris? All takes time. From the minute you come in, you don't know, you got the koyach. You think, how did Shaykh, I, a working man, can stay for an hour and a half without talking to him? I've never done it before. This is what B'nai Yisrael say. That's when they Amun Amoyev say about Ben Torah, who's a Makabal the Torah, there's absolutely no limit. A Kinderstone. I remember many years ago, the Lazan Gesund, Rav Yoshev, and I'm sure he still say every day for him, a capital killing. He points it to the radio, we miss him terribly the last few weeks. We can't get an answer from him. When he was 93, he had this major operation in Eretz Yisrael. They brought a cross from America, a doctor, to operate on his heart at the time. Dr. Clare was a young man, 50 less. When everyone was very worried, the old man, no one would pass him, but he may or may not have the operation. Went to Prime Kanievsky, he couldn't pass him, only Rabbi Yoshe passed him for himself. I remember some years after the operation, I got a call from a yid who said, I'm suffering the same as Rabbi Yoshev, can I get him, Rabbi Yoshev's doctor? So I went up to America to someone who knew Dr. Clare, and this one said to me, why do you take Dr. Clare? He's a junior. Why do you take a senior? So I said, well, why didn't Rabbi Yoshev take a senior? He said, that is silly. No normal person would operate on that old man. It was risky. Nine, more not than yes. He was a young, he took the risk at the time. And everyone knew at the time the operation was touch and go. In my Sprach, how did the Rosh Hashanah help? I think that's the only time in history that I know of that the whole world doesn't together. I remember the Brisklaw wasn't well, so Abaran wasn't well. So every yeshiva said, they tell him after Shachris in England one time, in America another time, Australia a third time, at a different time, when Rabbi Yoshe got this operation, they organized that when he has operations there at 6 in the afternoon, at 4 in England, at 11 in America, Australia at the same time, the whole world, every cheder, koil, yeshiva, smedrash, meidlach, yinglach, skeidim, they all said to him together. Historical truth of the Rabbi. When he came, Kabbalah, the Russian helped. So we spared Rabbi Yoshev, and he survived. He came home 3 days later, he was as schwach as could be, as schwach as could be. And he had people sitting there, shmir around the clock. So I spoke to the Shoyman, who was there on day number 3. Day number three. He said, tell me. So he said, I came at 9 o'clock in the morning and I stayed till 7 in the evening. Tell me something about Rabbi Yoshi that day. He said, okay. I stood in the second door. There's a mirror which goes from where I was to where he is. I could see him all day. I can be made that for 10 hours he never looked out of his sefer. 3 days after it. So he didn't eat, was tired or something? Of course he had. His daughter brought him in, some food and other things, didn't take his side off. He would take a knife and cut it, the fruit and eat it. So the Shemsa asked the daughter, Ostishkan Boyle, should I end the finger? So it's 50 years later, said the father, the finger knuckles, he said, alright. He didn't have to go to the bathroom, man, the restaurant garnishes. He didn't have a mincha, yeah. In the middle, the minion came in, he got up, he done his mincha. Tell me, Psachid is the mincha? Yes. Twice he cried. Once during the Fahenu, and once Psachlibi. It's not twice, it's one and the same. He cried for Fahenu, then Psachlibi, it's one and the same. Oh, this is a man, this is why he's achieved what he has achieved. Echot HaKoyach. So now, Musik, for HaKoyach, means the door for 10 hours. We're not asking for 10 hours. We're saying, in Kambas Medrash, for 1 hour. Maybe 1 hour in Ishto, an hour and a half. I'm sure it's Shaykh for 1 hour to be covering yourself and the Chashuas. You want to come to the Antim of Shuas with something good and something extra. I'm sure you can recover Epis to be something with Toivas, the Egg in the Torah, that you sit for this hour, an hour and a half, wherever you are, without a break. There'll be a famine. Breakthrough that they say it's Azam in Kabbalah, in the Besamedrash, Moshe in the Besamedrash, no foes, there are nothing. Totally flowing. I want to allow myself, have I passed my time? No. I want to, can I tell a Maizah still? Even if I go live over, I had a Maizah this week. It's not direct to say, but it's a Zoy Choshev, I must get it off my chest. It happened last week, years ago, and I heard it, Kaili Vishnu, from someone who was there, was Azam Limud. And today's Sphira, today was, we counted number 30, and as the Choshev introduced, had said before, in the May of Sphira, when we Kabbalah from the Bala Musa, that every day we take one of the members to Vorim, Shatter and Nigdesbaum, and we work on it. And today was called Eva Prius. Number 30 in the list of members to Vorim is Eva Prius. We had a live service of Prius last week, when Satnege shot at the business, huh? Shabbos morning 2 weeks ago, a Taimon Yid turns up in Lederman and he says, Prime Kanievsky. Pray for the Prime Kanievsky. The point there is, I say, well, he's doubting now, and he's muchach with a berito. He comes to him and says, Rebbe, I must tell you, and he's Taimon 43 years ago. I learned in the yeshiva, in Eretz Yisrael. And one day I was sitting and learning, when my chava, one of my chavayim came to me and said to me, tell me a gemara, give me your gemara. So I said to him, Zay gemara shali, what do you want of me? Tell me a gemara. My gemara, let me give it to you. He goes away, comes back a minute, Harebi Rotzele da Beitra. I went to the Rebbe, with the missus. Ten no Gemara. I said, Bach mein Gemara. Ten no Gemara. I didn't give it to him. And the Rebbe gave me a frask. He sends me flying. I was verstanden, what it's all about. I was very upset. Even though Rosh Hashiva couldn't understand, they came to try and be fires me. I wasn't before years, but I was very, very upset. The Maaseh of Seba Galept, life continued. 4 years ago, I met my Rebbe, so when I saw his head was rather shaky, it reminded me that that's what my head looked like when he gave me a patch. Last night, he said on a private Shabbos morning, last night I had a dream. My father is already lived, I think he said 30 years. He came to me in the dream. I see my parents, my father talks to me. And he said to me, Do you remember what happened that you got this patch 43 years ago? Yes, I do. said, I want to tell you something. I'm requested to call you upstairs in Shemayim. Ms. Dunvin Demich, who gave me this knock. And there's a suffix whether you should get this Oilish down here or up there. And they need a witness to come along. Will you come up here, please? You join me here and give witness. Everything tell you, I'm Kaylee Rishon, someone who's there. And the father continues, actually 2 years ago they started on this, and they wanted to call you, but you were too young then to be called. Now you're a Zoken, he turned 60, and you have some Zaken. They think they can call you up there. She said, no, I don't want, I'm not ready to go, I like it here. Well, you must do something for us. What should I do? Don't ask your Rav. Which Rav? Telech the Rav Kanievsky. Here I am, Mr. Reb Chaim. I'm the Shlichas, I've been asked to ask you. For those who know Reb Chaim's house, you cannot be mussing what goes on there in his house. Can you mussing that? That's for Kedusha Tarah. So Reb Chaim said to him, Telech the Rebbe Yazbechem, and Takit lo kol ha-sipur. Wait till this Rebbe, tell him the whole story. And Shumanor state in Tov Reshvov Dasach in Erchaim that it's best always Hilchus Mechila that the person should meet directly with the perpetrator of a thing and he should ask him Mechila, not behind the back and not Shmuel Fulham. Meet up with him, it's best he asks you Mechila. If he doesn't, believe you can be Mechila, but it's best you meet up with him. He went along to Shemayim, the Rebbe in Yerushalayim, this David is made back, he went to Yerushalayim. He knocks at the Rebbe's door on Sunday morning. No answer. Klap Lochamon. Stuck an answer. A neighbor comes out. Are you looking for? This is this man. He's been taken into hospital. Runs out to Shari Tzedek. The Rebbe is like a lying there. He tells the Rebbe the whole story. He had a dream against a parasha. He remembers. The Rebbe was quite shocked. And the Rebbe Talen, he began to in bed. Mechila, I'm sorry, I'm not sorry. And they give all stick with a friend. And the Rebbe should go over, and the Rebbe was on the mend. The story has a little ending as well as on the gear, and we finish up the story. They went back to the Reb Chaim, and they told him a story of the stipler. There were two sisters, and one sister was once lifter, and came to the life sister in a dream, and said to the life sister, come up here, it's very pleasant. And the sister shouted, I don't want to come. And the stipler said, if you look in Rav Yudah Chosid in the Tzavua, in Nabates, you'll find such a story. When the Tzavua tells, you should go to the Keva, the one who called you, and be bespelled that you'll never happen again, and be Mashpia, the person in the Keva, never to come to you again. You look at Tzavos Rav Yudah Chosid, number 10. See it? So he asked Reb Chaim if he has to go now to the Keva of his father. Chaim was exactly the same. Macha Thomas Chaloim was a Zayin Gut, like Reb Chaim gesagt. Ad kan the Meise. What shaking me as a Tyrein. I was a Prius. You don't know what it means. If you chat to someone, you say something incorrect, you hurt someone's feeling. This goes with Dora Doris. You don't see it, you don't know it, you don't hear it. If today is over Sabrias and you're working on it, even for an Amos, you can't be Masik, in Amos, how much Kibbut Abrias you could be. You see someone learning with a Kasha, you ask him a Kasha, you help him shut in a Gemora, you give him a place, you fetch him a Siddha, a Chumash, a Gemora. There can be so much hours Abrias in Amos Medrash. So the Rosh wants help in Zwei Zachen Amigaret. It's not long to go to Shavuos. Kabbalah is a good Zach. You don't know yourself if you quite what you have. But in the Semedesh, as David HaMelech taught us, you come inside the Semedesh, the salt is out of your way. Leave all the outside news, cell phones, anything goes outside. We come in here to resume the Semedesh, be makabal the time you were there. They should learn fully and softly. And the Avas are briefs with them, trees, with the Rebbe's and so on. By the time we arrive, it's yours. Mit seiner Asam, Kabbalah Satoira, Asam in Aliyah, will all be helped for it, und er wird uns alle helfen, so können wir machen eine richtige Kabbalah Satoira für uns alle, und der Hagdil, Teure und Adil.